And action. What's going on, everybody? The Plan B After Show Podcast. Brock Hunter eating your taco.
Hey, it's, at least it's not your mom's. Yeah.
I was going to do the joke, but then I figured I'd be nice. That's like this. That's how you eat that taco. You get in there.
This one's way better. I'll tell you that much.
No, man, you got to enjoy those fish tacos. Fantastic. Go down to the Y, have some sushi. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough of that. A terrible start. To 30 seconds in, we've already offended a lot of people. It is time for fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. Boy, my shirt's really open today. Fantastic.
God, dude. Jesus, dude. You always... Brock, if you could just have the last button, you'd do it. You're walking to work every day.
It's just more comfortable. And you know what that's from, Hunter? It's from all my years as a young single guy out on the prowl and cougars. I've always had a hairy chest. And I tell you what, those cougars love an open hairy chest, man.
So do you ever catch people like
all the time? People look at my tits off.
Is it offensive to you? Quit looking at my boobies.
No, I like it. I do it for a reason. One, comfort. And two, I got a nice broad chest. If you want to check it out, yeah, give it a squeeze. I don't care. Yeah. I do push-ups for a reason, man.
Yeah, you encourage it. I know, because you love yourself.
God. YouTube's going to end up flagging this one.
We're not on the that roller coaster ride, Flash Mountain. Remember that?
Gratuitous male nudity on the Plan B After Show. Yeah. Anyway, let's get to it. Fact and opinion. Hey, speaking of boobs, the world record for most breast milk donated is 415 gallons. A woman in Texas donated her milk over a period of 3 years and set the record in 2014. That's a lot.
415. Yeah, that's some big milkers, man.
Good. Big old.
What's the average? Is there an average number there?
I didn't look it up. Average. I'm sure every woman is different.
I mean, dude, engineer Terry, 415 gallons.
Engineer Terry, this is for research stuff. Average.
Nice.
Average milk produced by woman. All mothers vary greatly in volumes. A general average can be estimated by day up to 200-300 milliliters per 24 hours.
Well, we want gallons. Give us that gallon fact.
Gallon. I mean,
maybe this lady was just absolutely, she was like a Marvel character. You know, like her superpower was to produce milk.
Well, now like this lady, like here, this is it, like the first one that came up January 25th, 2018, a woman produces 1.5 gallons of breast milk a day. Or is that just average?
Wow.
I don't know.
Dude, what? I don't
know. All really? I know is, Kiki, obviously she's 8.5 months pregnant, damn near ready to pop. And, her boobs have gotten massive.
Did you just say on average 1.5 gallons a day?
I don't know if I typed average.
I mean, here's the thing, Brock. Imagine like, it's kind of a weird comparison, but it'll give you a comparison. So imagine peeing in a milk jug all day long. Do you think you could fill that thing up?
Ooh. In a day, yeah, probably.
In a day, you think you could fill up a milk jug? You pee a lot, man. That's a lot of...
But I drink a lot of milk. Let's see. Why is it so hard to find a fucking answer on breast milk?
Right.
Jesus. I mean,
it's a big secret, man. It's Victoria's Secret.
All right. It's about 500 calories a day. That's about 25% more than someone who isn't pregnant. Wait.
Oh, no.
That's not it. Come on.
I'm going to have to re-log in here.
Are you getting a call? What? I can hear you. Can you not hear me? Are you looking up titties right now? You're looking up milk filled. Oh, no. All right. Well, I'll just sit here and just talk to myself as I yell titties at the top of my lungs. This is ridiculous. So we're talking about breast milk, and for some reason you've made it this far, 4.5 minutes in. Hunter had to reconnect and connect. Oh, there you are. Okay.
There we go.
I'm sitting there by myself talking about breast milk. It's like a real.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a phone call. Apparently on the.
Did you not? I thought you had it blocked.
Yeah, I know. I was about to try to swipe it away, so I'm calling back.
You idiot. What a moron.
How much damn iPhones, that's what it is.
Let's see. Yeah, the biggest one I get is 200 to 300 milliliters per 24 hours. Okay, hold on. Milliliters to gallons.
I can't believe you're looking this up.
Well, we're talking about it. Okay, so let's do on the high end, 300 milliliters.
Okay.
That's 0.07 liquid gallons.
Dude, wow. That lady was pumping some milk out. Like,
dude.
That's for real. Because how long is breastfeeding last? A year?
I think a year is what you try and get. But you can go longer. Yeah.
She is just leaking everywhere she goes, dude.
Well, I was asking Kiki the other day because her breasts are very, very tender. I mean, the baby's going to be here in no time. She plans on breastfeeding. And I said, wait, so can I milk you now? Because that's the kind of question I ask. God, and she goes, no. She's like, you can't. It's not until after you give birth that the body. She's like, I could leak stuff, but it's not milk at this point. It's like pre-milk or whatever it is. It's so anyway, but it's so weird.
That's a
because
joke, though. That's a joke. You're not really going to milk her, are you?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to milk her, dude.
What? Is that a thing?
I'm going to have her do things. I'm going to have her walk into the stall, and I'm going to get there and put a little iodine on those nips, and then I'm going to got those strong milk.
What is it? Is there a thing? Like, isn't there like a pump thing you put on it?
Well, either the baby itself breastfeeds, or yeah, you have a pump. That she has a manual pump like it for like on the go where you squeeze it. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one that it sounds like that, dude. It sounds weird.
Is she going to be doing it in public? She's just going to whip her.
You know, you're really interested in my wife's titties. I don't know what this is about.
I mean, I've seen them plenty of
that. Yeah, I mean, I don't. She's not going to be that lady. No, and look, breastfeeding is a natural thing. It's a beautiful thing. However, can I say just one thing? And if people want to get mad at me, that's fine. Look, I know it's a natural thing and it's a beautiful thing. Okay, I get it.
You're
it's
about to go through it. You know?
I'm about to go through it. But that doesn't mean that you should be that lady that's out in public that just straight up whips her titty out and then starts. You know what I mean? Like,
Here's the thing. Here's why I've got a problem with it. Because a lot of them that do that, you're doing it not for the reason of breastfeeding your child. You're doing it because you're in public and you want to make a statement. It's different. Your objective is different.
Yeah,
it's if you're out there legit, like, hey, my child's, you know, it needs it. Yeah, you know, I need to put nutrition inside of my child. And boom, that's cool. That's fine. But can't you really go somewhere else, like a little bit more private?
Well, that or put a shawl over. Like Kristen does have something to put over. Like, is it that much worse to just put something? Because I know that's a natural thing. We've all done it. Well, some people, and also too, you know what? Some women can't breastfeed. Some it doesn't happen. So it could be a little offensive to them.
Offensive, touch some nerves, you know.
You don't just need to whip out your titty and breastfeed. If you cover it up, everything like that. I know it's a natural thing, but yeah, you're absolutely right, Hunter. The women that do that are the ones that are like, oh, who's gonna say something to me and my baby? Oh, you're gonna. It's like. What are you doing? I mean, come on now.
What are you doing? You know, like if say for instance, my wiener did something. It gave nutrients to something. I don't think you women out there would be like, okay, yeah, you can just whip it out anywhere you want. Come on. I mean, let's be honest. Let's throw it out there in the air. Let's talk about it. I'm right on this, aren't I? Dudes just can't be whipping that thing around. And you know what? Just because guys look at titties and they like them doesn't mean that you could just whip it out and I don't know. I know it's a very touchy subject, so we got to be careful,
but also too, we have every right to say it. I didn't get you knocked up. I didn't say, hey, get pregnant, you know. Right. It wasn't my choice for you to get pregnant and have to breastfeed. So if I don't want to see it, I should say, hey, I don't want to see it. Just like you could say, well, look, it's natural, blah, 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 blah. Right.
You're doing it for different reasons than feeding your child.
What if you're breastfeeding next to me and the baby pulls off and you squirt milk into my face? I mean, what if that happens? just a fire hose.
A damn baby
covered in milk. But yeah, that lady. So if you think about that, that's what did we say? It was 414 gallons in 3 years. So yeah, that's like $1.35. That's 135 gallons a year.
How many gallons does a bathtub hold?
Well, it depends. I think they're all different. I don't. Why are we trying to do all these weird measurements?
Look it up.
How much breast milk can I put in a bathtub? What?
Dude, I think we can just chalk it up, though. 414 gallons is a fucking lot of milk, dude.
That's a lot of milk. What? That baby's like, I'm sick of it. Get the milk out of
that
here.
Baby is that. Ain't no bones being broken in that baby's body.
Just rock solid. Just bones. Wow, it's very dense bones. Very dense. So, yeah,
be a plump baby for sure. Where,
do you know if you were breastfed or not, Hunter?
I don't know. Actually, I really have no idea.
God, if you were, you're so lucky.
Damn it! I knew it's I was so waiting for it. I was waiting for the joke.
I know I was. I think you I were? Was breastfed for a handful of months. I don't think my mom did the full run. Eventually, you switch over to bottles and everything like that.
Well, but you know, honestly, by the way my mom's boobs looked, I probably wasn't. It looked pretty good.
Still high and tight, bro.
Jesus, man. Your family tree is like a light pole. That doesn't branch at all, man.
You're a sick son of a bitch. Well, I think we've done enough damage to this, so let's get that. We did damage like a baby does to that titty, man. That's what we did.
Nice.
All right. Which that it does sound terrible because they teeth when while they're still breastfeeding, and that just sounds. Imagine that is a little bit. Yeah,
right, you know it's nice to be a guy. You know,
it's just nice. Yeah,
thank you so much.
All right, well, let's get out of here. All right, we took it even farther. That's going to do it for your fact and opinion on the Plan B App Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. I'm sure we're going to be banned from YouTube after this one. Right. We'll see you next time for another
one.
That's right. Hunters, if you've noticed, he's been doing the Al Borland from here on out. You stole it. You're a big phony. You're a big Al Borland.